Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos, Klal Tess, and we're discussing the concept of the Groma. I want to clarify some points that we said in the last shir. We said it from the Chazon Ish. So let's clarify the points. In a case where the system is inherently so, that it's going to connect all the different linkages, etc., that's going to be considered his Maisa, both by Nezikin and by Shabbos. That does not have to come onto the unique concept of Menachas Bar Shabbos to accomplish that. And the point of the Chazon Ish is when something which in the Groma would be considered Karach Sheni, so when Ezekiel is going to be considered Karach Sheni, but Menachas Bar Shabbos allows that person to be chayav for that even though it is a Karach Sheni. Even though it's a Karach Sheni, and Karach Sheni is potter by Groma, by Nezikin, and by Ritzicha, etc. But by Shabbos, Karach Sheni is going to be Chayiv, just like Karach Rishon is Chayiv, because of the concept of Menachas Bar Shabbos. So we have a machine which, once you start it, it continues to feed itself and to re-energizes itself. So it's not a Karach Rishon, it's a Karach Sheni. His original action did the first Karach, and then afterwards, whatever comes subsequently is a Karach Sheni. The person on Shabbos that would be Chayiv on Shabbos, because a person is on Shabbos, Menachem HaShabbos allows the Karach Sheni to be Chayiv. Whereas when it's Ezekiel, he would be Potter. I was not sure that was clear from the previous shir, so I just wanted to clarify that point. The next point I want to talk about is taking something which putting on a wound and the certain types of cloth have the ability to draw blood out or draw liquid out of the wound. So a person takes that type of a gauze and puts it on top of the wound, which then pulls the blood or whatever it is out of the wound. So he put the gauze there and then he pulled it out. So is he chayiv for that or not? Is that something which is usher to do in Shabbos or something which is mutter to do in Shabbos? So based on what we've been saying, since this is the property of this type of cloth, is to extract liquid from the body and absorb it into itself. So that would be considered the person's maisa. By doing so, by taking this, putting this item on the body, and then subsequently it pulls liquid out, he would have a problem with Menachas Bar Shabbos. Using the karach of that to accomplish that would be problematic. The Avin Oizer's case actually was a case of using leeches. I think that's less common nowadays for us to discuss the idea of using a leech. But we do have these types of cloth which have the propensity to pull liquid out of the wound or liquid out of the body. The Avin Oizer continues and he discusses a case which the Magen Rum discusses where a person puts grain into the hopper of a mill. Is that considered maisa? And a person would be chayav in Shabbos, or is that considered a groma? So the Magen Rum calls that a groma, and the Avin Oizer disagrees and calls that maisa. The Bir Lachon, when he discusses this in Siman Reish Nun Beis, he says, arguably in the case of the Magen Rum, a case where the grain went into the hopper and immediately fell from the hopper into the mill, that the Magen Rum could agree that that case is considered his maisa. What the Magen Rum is discussing is the case where he put grain in the hopper on top of other grain. So arguably that is a groma, that what he did will only first take effect a while down the road when the grain, which is below, is consumed or is ground. And then the grain that he put there on Shabbos will go through and be ground. The Eben Ezer says that that's incorrect. The Bar Halacha says the Eben Ezer is correct, that since it's the nature of how this machine works, is that you fill it up and slowly it processes all the grain which is there, that's not considered a grama. That's considered a part of the maisa of the using the machine to accomplish that. And the person would be chayiv for that type of situation. So even though the reaction to what he's doing is not immediate, the machine is working constantly to address the items which are being fed into it, even though that takes a period of time until that happens. So that is not considered a grama. Have a good day.